This one might hurt a little. It says, I got a different definition of procrastination yesterday that made me sit up. Procrastination is the arrogant assumption that God owes you another opportunity to do what you had time to do. Oof. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. Welcome back to our Consistency 365 mini-series. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me. Someone that I follow on Instagram shared a post from somebody I don't follow. That somebody is an account called Alexis Martin. Don't know anything about the account, so don't know if it's good or not good, but I did like this post that said, I got this different definition of procrastination. Procrastination is the arrogant assumption that God owes you another opportunity to do what you had time to do. And the reason that it struck me is because so often I've been in the pattern of, and I've seen this in my clients, saying things like, I'll do better tomorrow, I'll start on Monday, as though we are guaranteed another chance to say, oh, but today I care about my health. Oh, but today I'll take care of my body. Today I'll take it seriously. And the truth is, we don't know if we'll have another chance. We don't know how many more chances we'll get. And so every single time we say, I'll pass up this opportunity to take care of my family, to take care of my body, to invest in my health, to be responsible with my finances, every time we pass that up, we're using one of the limited finite number of opportunities that we have. How many chances have you passed up, and why do you continue to act like there's an indefinite number of opportunities ahead? There's not. There's not. You don't know how far away you are from a serious diagnosis or from the end of your life or both. We're acting so arrogantly as though we have an indefinite number of future chances. You don't. I don't. Nobody does. So let this be your reminder that today matters. Every choice you make today matters. Every choice that you pass up matters. Stop saying, I'll start tomorrow, after the holidays, after this drink, after this cookie, after I finish off this thing I already started. You can start now. And now has nothing to do with perfectionism. Nobody has called you to be perfect. Perfect, as I said the other day, isn't even possible. It's an imagined ideal. Stop dismissing the opportunities because, well, I can't be perfect, might as well. Every single day provides you with opportunities to be a good steward of your body, be a good steward of your money, be a good steward of your relationships, of your family, of your time, because you just don't know how many future chances you have. I'll see you tomorrow.